Tropical Storm Allison is gone, but it left behind a huge mess in and around Houston. At least 17 people were killed, thousands of homes have been damaged, and many office buildings still have no power. Mayor Lee Brown is asking businesses to give employees the day off. Jack Williams reports from Houston that damage is expected to top $1 billion.
Water 5 and 10 feet high is just now starting to recede after record rainfall late last week and over the weekend. More than 10,000 homes have serious flood damage. Most of those houses are on the city's northeast and south sides, low-income areas where many residents don't have flood insurance. Inside those homes, any furniture or appliances left behind is ruined, along with soaked carpet and electrical systems that will have to be completely redone. Mildred Williams and Lorraine McKinney watched as high water receded around their house.
We are alive.
By the grace of God, but you have no idea, after 35 years in the same house and having to start over, it's not easy. But I am alive. My family's alive. But you have no idea the devastation. You have no idea how I feel inside.
Sylvia Jones moved to the northeast side last year and lost everything to 5 feet of standing water.
I just refurnished my whole house, just redid my whole house, and it's gone. I'm trying to wait for the water go down to see what damage it really done. But as far as I know, the way I'm looking at this water, it's gone.
A boat cruised streets that are usually full of cars and trucks. Many of those vehicles were submerged and abandoned. In some low areas, water levels are still at more than 10 feet, with entire neighborhoods that look like huge lakes. Donald Thomas checked on his mom's house and says this is the worst he's seen.
I've never seen water at this magnitude. I mean, we were raised up in this area here for the last 46 years. Never seen anything like this.
A church up the street was turned into a shelter where hundreds of displaced residents spent the last couple of nights. Derry Turner and his 6 children dried out after spending an entire night on a neighbor's roof as floodwaters rose all around them. The family was finally rescued by a fire department boat.
I couldn't tell you what it was like and how scary it was, but we stood on the carport till about 4, and then we had to get on the roof. By 3:30, 4 o'clock, we got on the roof and just waded it out.
Mike Woods was also at this church. His house is a total loss. He says he was lucky to get out alive.
There's 10 feet deep of water in the back part of our neighborhood. We had made a raft out of a little pool just to get people out. It was bad. I'm 37 years old, and I ain't never seen it that bad.
Many of the city's major roadways are still closed because of high water. Hospitals have canceled surgeries today. Many government offices are closed, and a local school district has canceled summer classes for the next couple of days. In many parts of the city, there is no flood damage, where residents have a hard time relating to the mass devastation just miles away. For NPR News, I'm Jack Williams in Houston.